News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is projecting that the economy will record growth ranging from 0.5 to 1.5% for the January to March 2015 period. Director General of the PIOJ, Colin Bullock, says the economic outlook for the first quarter of 2015 is based on positive short-term prospects for several key subsectors in the goods-producing and services industries.
Return to growth is expected for the agriculture and manufacturing industries, while continued strengthening is projected for the construction industry. The services industry is also expected to record growth. Supporting our expectation, we have preliminary data on tourism indicating that airport arrivals and cruise passenger arrivals for January 2015 grew by 7% and 11.5% respectively.
Mr. Bullock was addressing the PIOJ's quarterly media briefing in Kingston Tuesday. Wage negotiations with public sector workers are progressing steadily. That's the word from Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips. Preliminary negotiations began earlier this week, and the Finance Minister says both sides are working to clarify sticking points within the wage packages submitted to the ministry.
The discussions are proceeding in good faith. Most of them have been clarificatory discussions. The section of the ministry responsible for those negotiations are proceeding to answer questions, resolve any difficulties, lack of information, and then they're going to sit down with the key groups and proceed with those that are most likely to bring it to conclusion.
The finance minister was speaking at the 7th IMF review press conference on Wednesday. Cabinet has approved the lease of 250 acres of land in Wallen, St. Catherine to Red Stripe to expand cassava production as a substitute for imported barley. This is in addition to the 36-acre property leased to Red Stripe in Bernard Lodge, St. Catherine, to plant cassava under a pilot project. Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Derek Kellyer says the ministry will also be expanding the agroparks in the west to include cassava planting to support the industry.
Over the next 4 years, Red Stripe plans to increase cassava production to some 2,400 acres. And government, in support of this initiative, is expanding the agroparks in the west to support cassava planting, thus creating a new industry in this area.
The cassava cultivated at the agroparks will be a production base for a new cassava processing factory to be opened at Elim in St. Elizabeth in March. The factory will supply cassava flour to the baking industry. And young persons with skills in animation are to benefit from opportunities to flow from the allocation of $70 million in the 2015-2016 budget for the Youth Employment in Digital and Creative Industries project. The project was launched in September 2014, and this year provisions have been made for the purchase of 190 computers, 385 tablets, and 335 2D software licenses. The project will also see the procurement of consultancy services for animation training programs, development of Digital Jam and Kingston, costing some $11 million. Youth Employment in Digital and Creative Industries project is a 5-year initiative targeting some 15,000 young Jamaicans. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
Many of Jamaica's animals and plants are found nowhere else in the world. These animals and plants contribute to the health of our environment, to our social and economic well-being, and help to make Jamaica the unique jewel it is. Play your part to protect our unique natural heritage this World Wildlife Day, March 3, and all year round by not harming them and by reporting incidents and illegal trade to NEPA. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.